Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, December 7th, 2024. This is our new chapter, 83, entitled The Walk to Emmaus. Of our lesson 423, I am going to be a student today because I need my pronunciation to be shortened. So I'm going to ask our dear brother that whenever it is that I need, for the sake of the children, to have the pronunciation properly, I will really appreciate it to the glory of God. We are going to ask our dear brother once more to be able to bless us with the Tanita theme hymn entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world provides today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are going to ask the precious little one to open their section with prayer. You will mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please take the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days out of labor and do all thy work. The Sabbath day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Jesus is the Sabbath and God is the Sabbath. Give us the new Sabbath words that we can learn and write down about them so we can learn much more about this Sabbath and new words that we learned. In Jesus' name, I pray. Give us the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is story time, little ones. So we are going to have our listening ears for our dear brother who will be able to continue in our chapter 22 entitled Condemned by Pilate in the story about Jesus part 3.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, top left, you see, somebody whipping a man tied up to a post. It hurt. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, plait. They took a bunch of thorns and wound them around each other and made a circle, like you might make a Christmas wreath, and put that on his head. And to ridiculize the scene, they put a royal blue or purple robe on him, because he said he was a king, and they wanted to make fun of him. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him with their hands. Can you imagine hitting the creator of the universe? What somebody doesn't have to look forward to someday. Pilate made one last effort to touch their sympathies. Jesus was taken, faint, and with weariness and covered with wounds, and scourged in the sight of his accusers. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him with their hands, John 19, 2 and 3. They spit upon him, and some wicked hand snatched the reed, or the stick, which was an imitation scepter, that he had been placed in his hand, and struck the crown upon his brow. And that forced the thorns into his temples, and sending the blood trickling down his face and beard. Satan led the cruel soldiery in their abuse of the Savior. It was his purpose to provoke him, Jesus, to retaliation, if possible, or to drive him to perform a miracle to release himself, and thus break up the plan of salvation. One stain upon his human life, one failure of his humanity to bear the test, the terrible test, and the Lamb of God would have been an imperfect offering. And the redemption of man, a failure. But he who could command the heavenly host and in an instant call to his aid a legion of holy angels, one of whom could have immediately overpowered the cruel mob. He could have stricken down his tormentors by the flashing forth of his divine majesty, submitted with dignified composure to the coarsest insult and outrage. This was taken from the story of Jesus, page 135, I believe it was. Okay?
Next Sabbath, we'll review our first part of our lesson, in our part 3 of the Condemned by Pilate, in our tiny talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place December 14, 2024. It's time for our tiny talk, some parents, and our guests to learn precious lesson on God's creation through nature. We are continuing in our topic, Mammals of the Bible. So let's have a listening the other ones, another brother, will be able to share.
So blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals of the Bible. Today will be begin with new lesson. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL year 244, lesson 5, A Soldier and a Widow. And first off, we have Luke chapter 7 in verses 1-3, and it says, Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered to Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, beseeching them that he would come and heal his servant. Here in the Looking Through Nature, here the top topic is beasts of burden. And here are the six lessons we'll learn through this lesson, starting from this Sabbath. Lesson one is the oxen. Two is the camels. Three is a camel's body. Four is a camel's head. Five, the camel's hump, legs, and feet, and six is the life of a camel. And memory verse for this whole lesson is Luke 1:37, King James Version. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And the character quality of the story is trustfulness versus mistrust. Trustfulness is a confidence in God to direct that in all matters of your life or one's life in general. Nature is an oxen. This week or the following weeks, starting from this Sabbath, we will study about beasts of burden or mammals who carried loads and worked for man in Bible times. We learn more about oxen and camels, which were both used as pack animals. See 1 Chronicles 12:40. The oxen was also used for food and sacrifices, but the chief use of oxen was by the farmer in his farming activities. See 1 Samuel 14:14. The Hebrews used the oxen to pull the plow and thresh the grain. See Deuteronomy 25:4. They are powerful work animals. Remember how Elisha was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen? Check in 1 Kings 19:19, or the 12 yoke of oxen means 12 pairs of yoked oxen were pulling 12 plows. Jesus used the red heifer, or translated as a young cow, as a symbol of himself. Check in Numbers 19. The heifer was to be red to represent the blood of Christ. It was to have no blemishes, as it was to be sacrificed as a representative of him who knew no sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. And instead of being a beast of burden, it was to be one that had never been broken to bear the yoke. It was to be a heifer that had always been free and never forced to do anything. This was to show that Christ came to die for us of his own free will. He did not have to come. He was above all law. That is, no yoke was upon him. He can trust in his self of sacrificing love. When we use the word oxen today, it means domestic cattle, water buffaloes, bison, musk oxen, Brahmins, yaks, bantams, and other members of the bovine family. However, ancient artwork revealed that the ox of Old Testament times would be a lot like the Zebu or East Indian ox we have today. It was a more noble looking breed than we see today. The Jewish leaders during the time of our Bible lesson were not living close to God. It reminds us of the text, The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass master's crib. But Israel doeth not know, my people doeth not consider. Isaiah 1:3. Oxen have heavy muscular bodies, long tails, divide hoofs, and chew their cud. God caused the grass to grow for the cattle. Psalm 104:14. They have curved, smooth, hollow horns that come out from the sides of their head. Or their heads. I think the author or forgot to write the S, or maybe made a mistake. And below we see a picture of what a Brahmin bull looks like. This might have been in the kind of oxen that they used to plow their fields, or even in what the Israelites used to pull their carts, as when they were leaving Egypt and travel the wilderness, no doubt. From here in their mind, things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you grind the grain for bread, or dig up the soil, or hoe in the garden, or carry bundles from a car, remember your lesson about the trusted servant and the trusted oxen, beasts of burden. Here, and reinforce activities due to help you remember the lesson. One, look for oxen. Use an encyclopedia or guidebook to identify the breed. Two, study more about the Roman army to see the place a centurion had in it. Three, you find pictures of the bovine family to put on your bulletin board if you have one. Four, visit a cattle ranch or reserve where bison are kept. Five, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for the score. Six, say a memory verse. A moment.
But it was there once the computer is about to turn off, so he has to put the card in. So we don't have to delay. And any one of the brothers would like to continue the reading?
Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Go to the ant, consider her ways. Behold the birds, consider the ravens. And this is taken from Job 12:7-8, Proverbs 6:6, Matthew 6:26, Revised Version, and Luke 12:24. We are not ready to tell the child about the creatures of God. The animals themselves are to be his teacher. Teachers, plural. The ants teach lessons of patient industry, of perseverance in surmounting obstacles, of providence for the future. Providence for the future, I think that is. And the birds are teachers of the sweet lesson of trust. Our Heavenly Father provides for them, but they must gather the food. They must build their nests, rear their young, that's raise them up, feed them, let them grow. Every moment that they are exposed to enemies that seek to destroy them, yet how cheerily they go about their work, and how full of joy are their little songs. Josh, when you're back up, turn your screen on, your camera. Are you ready? Can you continue? Okay.
Okay. Let's share our nature walk this semester, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Here, for our dear sister Joan and family are sharing their evergreen sign and broadly foliage in nature. And on our left, see more evergreens. And on our right, we see the broadleaf tree's foliage. Can see with pictures that change leaves during their autumn season. We see a few trees. He's on the edges of a parking lot, and on the right is I think that's an aspen tree. He with its leaves changing red. Continue with their wild herbside pictures experience. We see pictures of certain herbs, not sure which one. Would any of the sensors like to tell which kind of herbs we're looking at through these photos? Yeah, continuing, we will end with our dear assessors and amazing her pictures with these pictures of that are snowdrops, and you see ash tree leaves is from behind them. And our dear family hitchhiker of a spider sign. This kind of spider is called an argyle. And we will end their amazing experience of some elm leaves, which leaves are changing from green to yellow and with a tint of orange as well. And I'll give the mic back to Mom now.
And thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. I remember little ones. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me call to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to share our opening hymn, a new one for this new chapter, entitled Pass Me Not. You can find it in the hymn book as number 559. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there at deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, hear my
thy humble cry. One another spell art calling, do not pass me by.
Trusting only in thy merit, will I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. We are going to ask any of the little ones or the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests to open our family section with prayer. May you make your mind to do so, dear ones.
God blessings everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the way that we're going to be learning. Please protect the way that we're going to be learning. Please protect the way that we're going to be learning. Not here that can come back to the Sabbath. Protect everybody good and now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 13, and it reads, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 60 furlongs. This Sabbath boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests, and those listening on the other devices, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled The Walk to Emmaus of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to type the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Luke chapter 24, verse 14, King James Version. And they talked together of all these things which happened. Luke 24 verse 15, King James Version. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus so drew near and went with them. Luke 24 verse 16, King James Version. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad.
That was taken from Luke chapter 24, verse 17.
And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?
In Matthew chapter 27, verse 63, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again.
Luke 24, verse 25, King James Version. Then he had said unto them, O fools and slow of hearts to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Oh, thought not Christ to have suffered these days, and to either story, into his glory.
Enter into his glory.
Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 795 through 776. We are in the desired ages, page 795. Who would like to take the first paragraph here once? May you unmute your mic to do so.
The desire of ages, page 795. Late in the afternoon of the day of the
resurrection,
two of the disciples were on their way to Emmaus, and a little town 8 miles from Jerusalem. These disciples had no
prominent
place in Christ's work, but they were
earnest
believers in him. They had come to the city to keep the Passover and were greatly perplexed by the events that had recently taken place. They had heard the news of the mourning and next slide, please.
Continuing the removal of Christ's body from the tomb, and also the report of the woman who has seen angels and had met Jesus, they were now returning to their homes to meditate and pray. Sorry, dear ones. Sadly, they pursued their evening walk, talking over the scenes of the trial and the crucifixion. Never before had they been so utterly disheartened, hopeless, and faithless. They were walking in the shadow of the cross. continued the Messiah of ages, age 795. Verse 1.
Paragraph.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. King James Version margin, taken from Scripture Singer Song in the section Pillar of Faith, Memory Verse, CD.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are still in the Desire of Ages, page 795. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Reading from Desire of Ages, page 795. They had not advanced far on their journey when they were joined by a stranger, but they were so absorbed in their gloom and disappointment that they did not observe him closely. They continued their conversation, expressing the thoughts of their hearts. They were reasoning in regard to the lessons that Christ had given, which they seemed unable to comprehend. As they talked of the events that had taken place, Jesus longed to comfort them. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. He had seen their grief. He understood the conflicting, perplexing ideas that brought to their mind the thought, can this man who suffered himself to be so humiliated be the Christ? Their grief would not be restrained, and they wept. Jesus knew that their hearts were bound up with him in love, and he longed to wipe away their tears and fill them with joy and gladness, but he must first give them a lesson they would never forget. The Desire of Ages, page 795, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together there. But this one is taken from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, King James Margin. This is also taken from Scripture Singers Song in the section Character Building of the Merriam Reverse CD.
To hear, so to speak, so to rest, let every man be swift to hear. James chapter 1, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. So
Amen. We are in the desired ages. We are in page 796. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? Maybe unmute your mic.
The desired of ages, page 796. He said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have on one to another as ye walk and are sad, and the one of them whose name was
Cleopas
sorry, it was answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? They told him of their disappointment in regard to their master, which was a prophet, mighty and dead and deed. And next slide, please.
Continuing, where before God and all other people, but the chief priests and our rulers, they said, delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him with hearts sore with disappointment, and with quivering lips, and added in. They added, we trusted and that it had been which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Desire of Ages, page 796, verse 1.
Paragraph 1. Amen. So let's yet learn another beautiful scripture song, and this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 53 from the King James margin. Also taken from the same section, character building of the scripture singer song, memory verse. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they spirit and they are life.
The Desire of Ages, page 700. Many of the disciples can now remember Christ's words and realize that he had foretold the events which had come to pass. They did not realize that the last part of his disclosure would be just as verily fulfilled as the first. Third day he would rise again. This was the part they should have remembered. The priests and rulers did not forget this. Next slide, please.
Continuing. On the day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 and 63. But the disciples did not remember these words. Desire of Ages, page 796, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? The disciples wondered who the stranger could be, that he should penetrate to their very souls and speak with such earnestness, tenderness, and sympathy, and with such hopefulness. Next slide, please. For the first time since Christ's betrayal, they began to feel hopeful. Often they looked earnestly at their companion and thought that his words were just the words that Christ would have spoken. They were filled with amazement and their hearts began to throb with joyful expectation. The Desire of Ages, page 796, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. We are going to learn our last scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Job, chapter 23, verse 10, King James Version, in the same section of the memory verse CD, character building.
Tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knoweth the way I take when he hath tried me. I shall come forth as gold. Job 23:10.
Amen. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our lesson. We are going to hold all of the questions that we have that we are going to review next Sabbath by God's grace. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our first part of our chapter entitled The Walk to Emmaus. Please have your questions prepared or if anything that you would like to know besides this first part of our new chapter, you can send it before Thursday or you can hold it till we meet again by God's grace. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Saturday, and we thank you for your precious lessons. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are so merciful to us. Even when you are teaching us a lesson, it's with so much love and mercy, and we thank you, Father. Please be with the little ones. Continue to bless them, Lord Jesus, and continue to work with them in their reading. It's so beautiful. Lord, bless and keep them continuously. Be with their parents as well. Be with us, Father, as we go to the next sections of the studies. May you continue to shine, send your rays of light down, and that we may be able to capture each and every one of them today, as it is a blessing for us. Thank you, Lord, again, for your mercy and love. Be with the speaker, I pray, and that you may speak through him wonderful words of light, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, dear one, that will be December the 14th, 2024, we will have a review of our new chapter 83, entitled The Walk to Emmaus, of our lesson 423. And leaving a quote from Testimony for the Churches, Volume 8, page 13, paragraph 3 of Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generation. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless each and every one of you.